Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Ida Lu. How are you, Ida?
I'm great, Robert. Nice to be with you.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Ida. And Ida, since 2021, has been the head of Citi Private Bank. So we're going to talk about really interesting things, including a concept that Ida has used called DQ, you will find about, and leadership. But we want to start off with, there are many, many organizations in financial services and in private banking. What's different about Citigroup Private Banking?
Well, Robert, we are the most global private bank in the world today. We operate in 52 different cities in 20 countries, and our clients really appreciate the global scope of our advice and the services that we offer to them, their families, and their companies. So we're super all-encompassing on the wealth management side on behalf of our clients. So again, we not only serve their personal and their families' wealth management needs, but we also provide advisory services for their companies around the world as well.
So let's look at CEOs. We've about 600,000 listeners tuning into this, and about half of them are CEOs and top management. What advice, and you don't have to go down into the weeds, but just generally, how do you advise CEOs how they have to view their wealth these days?
I think it is always important to get a health check on your personal portfolios. You never want to leave that aside and ignore it, because we all know as CEOs and running businesses how busy our daily lives can get, that we often put our personal wealth management and our personal family's wealth management needs on the side. And that's probably one of the biggest mistakes that you could make. So I would say get a health check. Times have been very different. The markets have been very, very interesting these last several years. And it's a good time to look at your portfolio, make sure you're invested properly, that you're rebalanced in the proper ways to take advantage of some of the opportunities going forward. And don't let that be sitting on the sidelines too long.
When you mentioned the word interesting over the past several years with markets, what can you tell us that CEOs should be aware of in terms of the volatility, the geopolitical challenges, their heavy concentration if they have restricted stock 144, 145? How should they be really viewing what's interesting today?
So let me start with three things that I think investors, including CEOs, should be thinking about around the world. Firstly, obviously, with all the run-up in rates, there's some very attractive and continue to be some very attractive opportunities in the fixed income space. But the key here is to extend the duration so you can lock in these high single-digit rates for longer. The second part is to make sure that you're starting to dabble back into the equity markets now. We believe that rates are going to start coming down probably around midpoint this year. There should be a rally into the market towards the second half of this year into next year. Corporate profits look very, very strong. And there's a lot of value in the small to mid-cap equity space, particularly in industries like AI, cyber, healthcare, and clean energy. And then lastly, there's been a lot of opportunities for our investors to continue to invest in alternatives, private equity, and direct investing types of transactions and deals. There you can potentially get much higher returns in that sleeve of investing, and it's an important one for all investors to think about. And in private equity, they can really pick up some of the assets at lower valuations in dislocated markets like the ones that we're in.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the leaders who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Ida Lu, who is the head of Citi Private Bank. And we've just heard, which all of you will love to hear, that corporate profits are looking robust now, which is always good news to people's ears. I want to shift now towards your personal journey. Let's hear the story of who Ida Lou really is, because you had a very different path than most people took. And then after that, we'll talk about your leadership philosophy.
Hey, Robert, I guess I can go all the way back. I was born and raised in San Francisco, California. I'm what they call an ABC, an American-born Chinese. My parents were immigrants from Taiwan into San Francisco, where my brother and I were born and raised. I was raised in a very bicultural upbringing. Every summer, I would spend my summers in Asia, and obviously during the school year, I would be in the United States. After college, I had a couple of offers. One was to be an investment banker. The other was to be a fashion buyer. And I went the investment banking route, and I started my career in mergers and acquisitions investment banking, first with Jim Wolfenson and then with Merrill Lynch, both in New York and out in Asia, working on China, Taiwan, and Southeast Asia transactions. After business school, I had the question in the back of my head, should I go back into the fashion industry? It was so interesting at the time. And so I did. I made a pivot, and I ran a women's wear fashion design firm by the name of Vivian Tam. I helped her open up her European distribution. She didn't have a presence there before. I opened up her retail stores in China, in Shanghai and Beijing. I helped her launch a new dress line, as well as form many strategic collaborations for her with Mandarin Oriental, Cathay Pacific, Hewlett Packard, and others. So it was a really interesting time in the fashion industry. And Robert, every fashion designer that I would meet would ask me, what stock should I buy? What bond should I buy? How should I invest my money? And I would just keep reminding them, no, I was an investment banker. I did corporate advisory. But nonetheless, it made me realize that there was a massive void in the wealth management industry for the fashion industry. So I pitched the concept to Citi almost 17 years ago today to launch and lead a fashion and retail practice for the private bank, and the rest is history, Robert. So I've been able to be very entrepreneurial, very creative at Citi, launching the fashion retail entertainment practice in 2011, launching our mega wealth Asian clients focus to capture our largest Asian clients' wealth around the world, then journeying to run New York, North America, and now have the great privilege of leading our extraordinary global private banking team for the last 2.5 years.
And congratulations on that, because you really found the balance to go in two different directions that you were passionate about.
I did, and I also think that sometimes you have to combine the best of both worlds and create something interesting and unique for yourself. So sometimes it's that a little bit of that, you know, out-of-the-box thinking, I'm bringing the best of both worlds together, which I was very fortunate enough to do here at Citi.
Do you ever find that in your clients, that, because they're obviously very successful, that some of them have two different niches that they combine together, or is that a rarity?
I don't typically see. I think I'm more of, I would say, a unique background in our industry rather than the norm. But nonetheless, I think it is important that when we're looking at our talent and even when we're looking at our clients, that we embrace all different types of backgrounds, experiences, and the like. That's what makes us rich and unique. And here, you know, at Citi Private Bank, we hire from all different types of backgrounds because we do love the diverse perspectives that our team members bring to the table. And I think one of our biggest strengths is not only our incredible people and talent, but the diversity and the diverse perspectives that they bring to the table every day.
And when you look at these different perspectives, you've actually had two ceilings. You've had what we call the glass ceiling, which is starting to be broken through, but then also the bamboo ceiling.
I have, Robert. So I would say that I have a pretty unique vantage point with that double ceiling that you described. And as much progress as I think we've made on the glass ceiling side, almost cracking that here at Citi, especially with a female CEO at the top of the helm here with Jane Fraser at Citi, I think there is a lot of work that still needs to be done on the bamboo ceiling side. And Robert, as you and I have discussed, there's very few Fortune 500 CEOs of Asian descent. I think the number's 3%, and the majority of those CEOs are of South Asian descent. So there's a clear gap there also as we distinguish the East Asian representation as well. And one of the things that I'm working on at Citi, I'm the co-head of Citi's Asian Heritage Network, and we're always looking at how do we break and crack that bamboo ceiling? How do we pay it forward more? How do we spot some of the challenges of advancing our Asian professionals at the mid-level up to the senior most ranks in our organization? And it's definitely work in progress, but something that I think we all could do a better job of.
If anyone listening in wants to go to the website and find out more about Citigroup Private Bank, what would that website be?
Oh, you just go to citiprivatebank.com.
There you have it. We're about to take a break. When we come back with Ida Lu, we're going to hear about a concept called DQ and then also something she did in high school that changed her whole career. Back in a few.
Have you ever wondered how confectionaries are made, how spirits are distilled, or how scallops are harvested? Well, I'm Karen Antonini, the host of the Cultivated by Karen show. Each week, we'll take you around the world from the shores of Nantucket to the hills of Donegal to the Douro Valley. Our guests share their inspiring journeys, recipes, tips, insights, and more. Find us on Apple Podcasts, iHeart, and Spotify. If you enjoy the show, please don't forget to subscribe and like. Follow us at Cultivated by Karen show on Instagram.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Robert Griesbach on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Ida Liu, who is the head of Citi Private Bank. And Ida, you were talking about how you accelerated in your career. And one thing I want to know is right now you're managing, it's the largest of private banks in the world with 52 different offices across 20 countries. What is your management philosophy to engage, to galvanize, to align everyone?
So one of the most important things, Robert, is as a leader, you have to be an incredible listener. You have to make sure that you understand what your team needs in order to be successful. You have to understand the feedback real time from the clients around the world. And you have to be an extraordinary listener to be successful, first and foremost. But secondly, you also have to be a leader that embraces what I call DQ, which is the decency quotient. And that is the ability to work extraordinarily well in teams, to support one another, to know that you're not going to be successful on your own. You need your team to be successful in order to win. And in order to have that winning mentality, you also have to be a leader that leads in the trenches with your team. And I truly believe that that's what makes us very different here at Citi Private Bank. We're one of the few private banks in the world where all of our managers and leaders are player coaches. So we've all been bankers ourselves in the past. We sat in the shoes of our teams, and we are not afraid to be on the ground with our teams, speaking to our clients and prospects, and really working alongside and leading from the front. So those are some of the things I'd like to share with you.
And I'd like to get an example on DQ. And I remember, frankly, in full disclosure, I was at a private like CEO dinner with Ida, and she shared this concept of DQ. And I have to say, it was the first time myself or any of the CEOs had really heard that. What's an example of using that in real life?
Sure. So, you know, we always say that everyone on our team obviously has a lot of IQ and arguably a lot of EQ because we're in the client-facing business. But DQ is what sets us really apart. And I think that particularly since COVID, Robert, we as leaders have all had to change the way that we're leading. And one of that ways is to make sure that we're leaning in and that we're really supporting the needs. And as I said, hearing what our teams need in order to continue to be successful. I think that all of us through the COVID period grappled with wearing multiple hats. I can tell you that I was doing triple shifts, Robert. I was like, you know, the caregiver, the educator, my children, but then also transitioning my team through a crisis, right, a pandemic. And at that time, it was really important for me to think of different ways to support our teams. And one of the ways we did that was by providing support, like bringing in a Buddhist monk to do guided meditation with our teams around the world, bringing in a nutritionist to talk about the importance of eating healthy and your energy levels, bringing in a doctor to talk about the importance of exercise and sleep on productivity. So these are the softer things that I think we as leaders need to make sure that we're leaning into and making sure that our teams feel supported and that we all know, frankly, at the end of the day, we're only as good as our people. And we've got to make sure that first and foremost, our teams feel that they have everything and the tools that they need to be as spectacular as they can be on a day-to-day basis.
Great advice. Let's talk about women in specifically. And I know you were awarded by Barron's 10 Most Influential Women in Wealth Management. What advice do you have to women?
Wow, that is a big question, Robert. You know, I would say this. I think women, we do so much, and I'm not saying that men don't, but I do think that women do have, in many cases, primary caregiving responsibilities, both of the parents as well as of their children. And many times we may feel sandwiched in between, and it's at the peak and prime of our careers, and we just have to be able to manage through what I would say is multiple juggling, triple hatting, you know, multiple shifts, so to speak, at a time in our lives when a lot is happening all at once. So I would just say that the demands of being a mother, a daughter, a leader are enormous. And making sure that, you know, we take the time for ourselves, too, to make sure that we recharge our batteries, I think is so important, because you definitely don't want to get to a burnout stage. But I think it's important, again, to just be aware that these are things that everyone is going through, and that we as female leaders, we've got to cast the right shadows. We've got to let people know that it's okay, you know, to take some time off, to go to your child's football game or soccer game or whatever it might be that that you need to do personally. And I think that you've got to be the one that sets the right stage for that.
Let's talk about your inspirations, and there was specifically in high school, I know there's something you did with a special course that you took on learning to speak that you're telling me, but you've been very focused. I mean, you're fluent in Mandarin Chinese and Spanish, conversant Russian, obviously in English. So, tell us what happened in high school, this class you took, and how that changed your trajectory.
Robert, I have a high school teacher. Her name is Sandra Stark. I'm still in touch with her today. And I truly owe almost everything to her, because I would not be where I am today had it not been for her. This is a teacher that saw something in me my freshman year in high school when I took a public speaking course, because I was petrified of public speaking. It was one of those things that, you know, I just didn't think I could even get in front of the class. I thought I might just pass out. I remember the first time that she pushed me to get on stage and deliver the first presentation, and I was so nervous. I had the paper in front of my face. My hands were shaking. And she saw something in me, Robert, that I didn't even know that I had, and she just kept pushing me. She didn't give up on me. She made me get up there repeatedly until I got comfortable and confident in my ability to communicate. So I went from someone who did not have a voice, who was the heads down, quiet child that was petrified of public speaking, to winning the state of California in speech my senior year in high school. And I owe that all to Mrs. Stark. And these are the types of experiences that are transformative. I talk about it often, Robert. And one of the things that I feel that those ceilings, you know, could be broken through a lot faster had many of us had those types of experiences and the training to make sure that you're communicating effectively. I can't underscore that enough. Your voice is so important in your opportunities and your road to success ahead. So communication is key.
And there you have it. So you've heard from Ida Lou. Here's a couple of messages. Number one, We're pretty bullish that corporate profits look to be going up and interest rates look to be coming down. Number two, here's a big thing for all of you in terms of leadership and management. Think about what we just learned from Ida Lou about player coaches. That is the model that might drive you forward. And then finally, when you look at if you have the bamboo ceiling, if you have the glass ceiling, or if you have a personal ceiling that's in front of you, what you have to do is have the fortitude to move forward. Any final word for us there?
No, Robert, I think you summed it up so incredibly nicely. It is such a pleasure to be on with you as always, and thank you for having me on today.
A real pleasure, Ida. See you all next week.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Keith Wargo. How are you, Keith?
I'm great. How are you, Rob?
Great. And Keith is the CEO and president of Autism Speaks. So I have to tell you, I first heard about this. I was interviewing Bernie Marcus, and I'd interviewed him numerous times. He's the founder of the Home Depot, and he was just forcing me. He was saying, Robert, this is the most important issue. And this is maybe a dozen years ago when autism wasn't even as prevalent. Now it's grown. I think there's over 5 million people, maybe 5.4 million adults. And he was instrumental in Autism Speaks. And I think this is one of the most important interviews that I'm doing ever. So tell us what Autism Speaks is.
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you for having me. And you're right. Bernie was an integral part of this organization in his earliest days and was a huge force and advocate to helping bring awareness to, you know, to autism and to our organization. So Autism Speaks, so we're in our 19th year, and we are we're the largest autism nonprofit. We really focus our energies in three different areas. Number one is supports and services, and I'm sure we'll get into talking about some of those specific programs, but we're the connector point for hundreds of thousands of people every year to direct service providers, be that doctors or therapists or you know, insurance providers, whatever, where we help connect, and that for individuals, for caregivers, for families, wherever the needs may be. Secondly, we do state and federal advocacy on various different programs. Right now, there's the reauthorization of the Autism Cares Act is a big focus of ours. And then finally, we have a heritage and we remain deeply committed to research and innovation.
What causes autism? Do we know?
The answer is we really don't know. What we do know is, so the CDC every 2 years comes out with a report about prevalence. The latest report was that, one in 36 children under the age of 8 is diagnosed with autism.
I got to stop because it sounds like that is a much larger percentage than it used to be.
It absolutely is.
Why? So if it is, why is that?
Well, the answer is we don't know, and then there remains a lot of research into that. We know that part of it comes from a higher amount of awareness of autism. And frankly, we as an organization have part of the responsibility for that. We push very hard for there to be awareness out there. We have a screening tool on our website that 300,000 or so people a year come to, if they have questions, or concerns. And then we help them find resources to go to. So we know awareness is part of it, but beyond that, we don't know. That's why it's so important that there continues to be research and funding and dollars going to understanding it.
So with autism on such a rise that we see, what are some of the things that parents should be looking for in terms of different resources? Now that's for as a child, and then we'll go into what happens when the child is about to transition.
Sure. So again, one of our foundational offerings to the community is our supports and services. So, and it comes in a bunch of different forms. And so we have a group called the Autism Response Team, which is a dozen or so folks who interact with caregivers families, individuals with autism themselves, who have particular needs, and help them find therapies, inputs, doctors, schools, whatever those needs are. 80,000 people a year come to us for that, and this is specific and specialized. This isn't just, you know, handing somebody a pamphlet. It's somebody calling from the state of Connecticut saying, I live in this area and I'm looking for, I'm looking for services for my child. You're asking about a child. There are numerous therapies and numerous interventions and numerous, aids that can help, an individual to develop their skills. What we do know is that the earlier somebody is diagnosed, and starts an intervention, if the parents choose an intervention, the earlier the better in terms of outcomes.
Why is that?
Well, we don't really know. I mean, autism is a developmental, disorder. Outcomes are just better if assessed earlier. The average age of one thing that's been very gratifying to see is that the average age of diagnosis has continued to go down over time as there's been more awareness, as there's been more resources for assessment, for diagnosis. But outcomes are definitely better if there's an earlier assessment.
So someone I interviewed, they had told me about something called ABA therapy. Are you familiar with that? And is that the end all? Is there anything further than that?
So ABA is a therapy that's been around for several decades. It is evidence based. It has been proven to be effective. Everybody with autism, just like every human being, is different, right? And have different needs. ABA is appropriate and applicable for some. There may be something else that works better. On a personal basis, my son had numerous therapies growing up. ABA was one of them, but he also had speech therapy. He had occupational therapy. We had him swimming 3 times a week. He did equine therapy on a horse. So there are lots of things that can be effective. And it really is quite individualized. I think, part of the approach of having all these resources for families and caregivers and individuals to sort through and provide them to them is to help people on that journey and help them know what the alternatives are so that they can, assess best what works best for them.
And speaking of your son, AJ, I know at 25 years old, he has a great job, lives on his own. So that's a great success story. That's the part of transition. How does that transition really work?
I mean, the way it worked for us, to be honest, was, AJ, I was diagnosed quite early. He was diagnosed right before his third birthday. He always attended a special school. We were very blessed to live in the state of New Jersey where resources are, reasonably abundant, and also are really good. We also happen to live in a town that was very supportive of working with us, not against us. And so AJ developed well through the course. Now, when he got to be 18 years old, he graduated from high school, and we found a program for him, which was really a vocationally designed program, working at a hospital. And there were a lot of fits and starts there in figuring out what was the right thing for AJ. He tried, they tried having do a physical work that didn't fit for him. They tried having him do customer service that didn't really fit for him. What worked for AJ was basically data entry and data cleanup. He's got a tremendous memory. He's got a photographic memory, and can remember, he would remember the name of the book on your shelf behind you 5 years from now. And so that's a very applicable skill, but it took quite a while for us to figure out that was what he was really good at. And once that was determined, Then the hospital that he was working at found a great job for him to really to assist and really add value. And since then, we were able to find a company that basically does that sort of data cleanup work. It's a consulting company, and they do it basically for companies generally after a merger or a consolidation, where there's just a lot of work that needs to be done to put two, you know, databases together. And so that's really helped him flourish. It's given him a real sense of pride. It's given him some, you know, some money in his wallet. And we kind of discovered that, maybe a year and a half ago, actually a little bit of kind of as a result of COVID, because we just made a decision to spend COVID, down in our small place at the Jersey Shore, that he was ready to be on his own, that he wanted to be on his own. So about a year ago, we found an apartment for him, and he's doing great. He's flourishing.
Okay, we are about to take a break. If someone wants to find out more, what is the website for Autism Speaks?
Sure. Thanks for asking. www.autismspeaks.org.
Okay, back in a few. And when we come back, we're going to hear about all sorts of things like how do you deal with the different drugs and medications and what are the resources for families? Back in a few.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product fact I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America, but we're really speaking with that now with Keith Wargo, who's the president and CEO of Autism Speaks. And we know there's 5.4 million, I believe, adults with autism now. It's like one out of every 36 children. So this is something has to be on everyone's radar, regardless. So first I want to ask you about the drugs. Then I want to ask you about what CEOs could do. So here's the question. There are people, adults with autism, and they're put on certain medications, and then the parents want to wean them from those medications. And how do parents get all of the knowledge about what works, what doesn't work, how that, because it sounds like every case is individual in a sense.
I think the way to think about this is that, again, I think that the analogies here are to everybody it's very individualized needs and approach. And what we try to do through our supports and services is to connect individuals and families, caregivers, as the case may be, with therapists, with doctors, with the right resources. So it may be that pharmaceuticals is the right way to approach a problem or an issue or to improve your quality of life. It may be other forms of therapy. It may be recreation. It's a tough question to answer because there's no playbook, right? And so really what is gratifying to us and where we spend a lot of our time and energy advocating for is so that there is a great deal of awareness out there so that we can connect folks to the right resources. And that we're advocating for increased spending on those resources and on research and on innovation, so that we will know more, and some of those answers may be a little bit more clear, and maybe some of those pathways be a little bit more straightforward than they are today.
Hey, before we go to CEOs, just a quick answer: is there any resources when parents are getting older? And they have autistic kids, and they're now, that's the third phase of it.
Right.
Any advice of what they do because they know they won't be around to help their child?
Yeah, so I mean, I think, so I mentioned earlier our autism response team that talks to, helps 80,000 people a year or so, and whatever their needs are. One of the top five things people come to us for is financial advice, right? And how do I set things up so that my child or my grandchild or sibling, whatever, there'll be resources there when the need is there. Again, as we have now 5.4 million adults with autism, in the country, and those individuals age, just like all of us, as we age, you have different and often complex needs, right? And so one of our big focuses from a research and innovation perspective is on looking at aging, because we as a society have done a really good job of working with young people at this point, but we know very little about how aging with autism looks. We know that there are co-occurring conditions that happen more frequently, but we don't know the answers as to why. And so, from a parent's perspective, what I'd say is we've got resources there to help folks on that journey. And then again, first from an organization perspective, from a mission perspective, we think it's so critically important, that we are at the forefront, and that we're pushing society, that we're pushing government, and that we're pushing researchers to think about the topic of aging, because that's a fact of life for all of us. It's a fact of life for this population, and it is one where we are definitely underrepresented, underinvested at this point.
It seems it's forefront of so many of the issues. Sometimes we're focusing on ones that are not even close to this, and this is impacting almost everyone. So now let's talk CEOs. So you've done some incredible things, including invested, you bought a company so you could get people with autism to work And I have heard from everyone who has hired people with autism, those are my best workers. The most loyal, the most focused, they're there. They love that job. So what could CEOs do? We had a couple hundred thousand CEOs listening in.
So let me give you my quick anecdote on the company that I've bought, and then address a question if that's okay. During COVID, I moved away from financial services after 30 years, and bought a company with my partner. And honestly, we were having a turnover problem. And I had the light bulb went off, and I said, geez, this program that I'm aware of, that does vocational training for individuals with autism. Why don't we see if they have folks who people need to want to, need work? And that's how it started. It was relatively straightforward. We're up now to, I think it's 25% of our team, is autistic. They're such great people. And it's been a tremendous thing for the whole organization. It's led to a higher morale. We've always been sort of had a family feel to the business, but the higher morale, with lower turnover, and we've also been able to create career development opportunities as well. I mean, we're a small business, and career development is maybe an overstatement, but we had one individual started with us. He worked in our warehouse area, basically doing packing and shipping. And he, raised his hand and sort of said, listen, what I really want to do is I really want to operate a forklift. So we put the investment in for him to go to training for that and get certification, because you kind of should do that. And now he is one of the gentlemen who is moving hundreds of thousands of dollars of equipment around and product around our warehouse every single day.
And I bet he loved it.
Loves it.
It's fun, right?
Yeah.
There you have it. Okay. Well, I want to thank you, Keith, very much for your service to humanity. And everyone listening in, this is one of the biggest issues. There are 5.4 million people, adults, in America with autism. It's about 1 in 36.
And think about the opportunity for workforce. 4 out of 5 disabled people are not working. And these are people are loyal, hardworking, love their job. Autism Speaks, great having you on the show, Keith.
Thanks for having me. It's been great to be here.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.